Sorry.
He might finally have been getting his glass of water. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese struggling with his COVID infection, but basically giving us the four components that the National Cabinet has agreed to try and shield families from the worst impact of power price rises. You've heard details there. We'll get some reaction to exactly what he's announced today. We're joined in the studio by energy analyst Tim Buckley, Director of Independent Think Tank Climate Energy Finance. Tim, good to see you.
Good afternoon.
Let's look at exactly what he's announced. He says extraordinary circumstances require extraordinary responses and a four-component actions to be put in place to try and help Australians pay their bills. And the first one of those, indeed, looking like that he's going to get the Commonwealth will take action on gas to put in place a mandatory code of conduct for 12 months at $12 a gigajoule price, and a parliament recalled next week to put that in place. What do you make of that?
$12 is a lot better. It's half the price that we have been seeing in the domestic market, or a third of the price that we've been seeing, in fact, over the last 6 months, 12 months. We have a gas crisis. We have an energy crisis, a domestic cap to allow Australians to buy gas, our own gas, back at $12. That's probably double the price we were paying 5 years ago, but it's better than what we've been paying this year. So it's an important step in the right direction, but it's an attempt to correct a total market failure in our gas system.
The ACCC, responsible for monitoring and enforcement, explain to people listening coming to this late exactly how that might affect things and why.
Well, I think the ACCC involvement's critically important. They're private companies, particularly exporters, global majors, have private contracts with their customers, so they don't want to disclose into the public domain the nature of confidential discussions and contracts. The ACCC has the power to evaluate those in private and then ensure that we actually see the gas delivered to the Australians that we actually own. I'll remind you, listeners, we own the gas. Unfortunately, we haven't put in a reservation in the East Coast, so now we have to get the dregs. This isn't about rectifying, at least for the next 12 months, that Australians will be able to access sufficient gas at an acceptable price. It will still generate way above normal returns to the gas companies operating in this field. Their costs of production are $3, $4, $5, and they're selling it back to us at 12. So they'll make exceptional returns, but they'll make even more exceptional returns on the 70% of East Coast gas they export.
The second element, the Commonwealth working with New South Wales and Queensland to introduce a temporary coal price cap of $125 per tonne. Queensland will use its direction powers under its own act, given they're part owners of the energy sector in Queensland. But what do you make of that move?
Well, again, Australia is the largest exporter of coal in the world. We do have a regulatory failure when we have a situation that we haven't actually delivered security of supply to our domestic power generators in coal. We've left it up to the private market, and of course private market operates with a profit motive, and so they're exporting and they're offering to sell it back to us at export price parity or beyond. Having seen prices go up eightfold in the last 2 years, that is extortion. And so I think, again, a price cap is necessary. It is a very major intervention in the market, but as I said, this is not a free market, and extraordinary situations require the government to make extraordinary interventions.
And from what I've seen, the vast majority of coal used to generate electricity in New South Wales and Queensland is already contracted at below that cap of $125 regardless. So there shouldn't be that big an impact for some of these providers.
There shouldn't, but there's a huge impact on us, the 22 million people in the national electricity market. That's the eastern states electricity market, because the wholesale price of electricity is set by the last generator, the most expensive generator. And so every generator gets the higher prices. So by putting a price cap in, that means the coal and the gas generators will bid hopefully more competitively. That's up to the ACCC to enforce. That will have dramatic and immediate impacts on the wholesale electricity price, and that will limit the amount of inflation we're yet to see as consumers in 2023. So this will reduce the pain. It won't remove it entirely.
Speaking of reducing inflation, the third element is nationally targeted bill relief. The Commonwealth providing up to $1.5 billion in support for households and small businesses, but to be paid through state governments reducing people's bills. Now, this is rather than a cash handout, so it wouldn't have an inflationary effect.
Well, it will reduce the inflationary impact.
That's
it will remind everyone in our consumers that they are getting extreme energy prices, and this will be offsetting it. So the bill shock when you get your electricity bill will be reduced by the extent of the injection. But at the end of the day, the government's putting forward $1.5 billion. They're borrowing yet another $1.5 billion to curtail the massive energy price shock on our consumers, but they haven't actually remedied the core issue, which is that we have a handful of multinationals making unbelievable windfall profits. I estimate that in this calendar year, a limited number, 10, 20 companies, will make collectively $120 billion gross profit. Their revenues are up 300% on what they were in fiscal 2021. They make $120 billion profit. Everyone else in Australia pays the price on that. So I would like to see a fifth element introduced by Jim Chalmers, the federal treasurer, as soon as possible, which is multinational tax reform, a lifting of the petroleum rent resources tax, and a cutting of subsidies to these companies. They don't need subsidies when they're making $120 billion.